What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. That was rough. How are you, sir?
That was great. I'm doing well. Happy Thursday to all of our listeners. We have our two positive news stories and our audio meditation. As always, Tim, would you like to get us started?
Absolutely. I'm going to talk today about it's a community story. Let's just say that. There's this young man by the name of Axton Berg. He was actually gifted a brand new electronic wheelchair. The reason why? His wheelchair was stolen. When his wheelchair was stolen, his family was devastated. They were beyond broke. They felt like they hit rock bottom. They were actually interviewed by Fox News, and Axton's father just said, "I just don't understand why somebody would steal a wheelchair from a kid like this." Axton actually suffers from anthrogyroposis multiplex congenita. I apologize for butchering that, but hey, it's a rare condition that has limited his joint movement and it's weakened his muscles. So him without a wheelchair, it makes it really difficult for him to move around. After seeing this phone interview, a couple organizations, they actually teamed up with each other and they donated some items to him. Disabled Outdoorsman in Utah, by a man by the name of Mike Fleece, he teamed up with Compassion Mobility and they were able to gift him a brand new electronic wheelchair, as well as King's Camo and Huckleberry Hiking. They actually donated some hunting gear and hiking gear to Axton so they can make hunting and hiking more accessible for him. I thought this was amazing because we're about the community here on the Positive Truth. Whenever we're able to see stories where something bad happens and not just one individual steps up and does something, but a community of people, different organizations like this are able to come together and help out Axton, man, it doesn't get any better than that. If every community stepped up like that and just helped out those in need, we see a lot more smiling faces.
Also, there'd be less division in the world and there'd be more understanding. Sometimes when you watch the news, it's like, everything's going to hell. And then you hear something like this and you're like, oh, there are good people out there. This brings me hope we can make a change and a difference.
Take that, world.
Speaking of a change and a difference, have you ever wondered, Tim, man, it'd be great if I won the lottery?
Edna is at home laughing right now. He won't shut up about it. Yes, I have, JP.
So I have a story from WISTV.com about Carrie Edwards. She won the lottery, but then she did something. I don't speak lottery because I don't do it. And it tripled her winnings. So instead of her winning 50K, she won 150K. Ooh. Instead of her keeping it for herself, she wanted to start a trend of giving back lottery winnings. So she donated $50,000 to AFD. It's an organization that supports research for families that have like people in them with early onset dementia. She donated 50K to Shalom Farms. It's a nonprofit farm and food justice organization, creating a more equitable food justice system in Richmond, Virginia. And the last 50K was to the Navy Marine Relief Society, which provides financial, educational, and emergency services for active service duty members and veterans. She said, "I was blessed to get this, but I would love to live in a society where we all give back our lottery winnings because we're all richer when we're all like together." I think it's a wonderful positive news story. Can't say I would have done it, but now if I do win the lottery, definitely giving back something. I want to be like Carrie Edwards.
No, man, that's definitely giving back something. All of it though. Shout out to her though. That is awesome, man. The fact that she chose three different organizations to donate it to, hopefully that trend picks up. People continue to give back. There's a lot of communities that are in need right now.
Hopefully, whenever you win the lottery, you can get back too, Tim.
To the Positive Truth Podcast. All right.
We get out of here. We like to do audio meditation where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each. Because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
I got to give a shout out to the sun. He's kept me busy all week. Basically, we went to Dollar Tree the other day. I don't know. It was like Tuesday, Wednesday. I really don't know what day it was. I didn't even go. Edna took the kids. They came back in the house with all these toys. I was like, "How much did you spend?" $7. I'm like, "Oh, okay." He has a sword, a shield, a mask, and he's just fighting me like nonstop. So lately, I've been Captain America in the house, and he's been this like knight in shining armor. And I've been having to try to fight Layla, who's the princess, and he jumps in the middle and protects her. But he's been keeping me busy, and it's been fun, actually. I keep thinking, like, man, if this is what I was like as a kid, this is amazing. This is just amazing.
The grown kid now has kids.
That's where it's at for me right now.
Who needs entertainment? Who needs the internet? I'll just play with my kids all day.
Indubitably.
I don't have nothing nearly that wholesome to be grateful for today. I'm just going to be grateful for clean spaces. I've been trying to do clean spaces everywhere. I clearly need to work on this office.
Woo!
The clean spaces are nice. I have my little five things I clean each day, and I do a deep clean on Sunday, an hour where I just music. I go through a whole music album. I'm really helping.
Yeah.
So, shout out to clean spaces.
Shout out to clean spaces.
I will eventually get here. Do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Yeah, it's an oldie but a goodie. Hard work beats talent when talent fails to work hard. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. Like, share, subscribe. Leave a 5-star review. We hope everyone has a happy Thursday. If you do, leave us a 5-star review and send us a positive news story. We will send you a t-shirt for free and we'll pay for the shipping. And we're out.
Stay positive.